Hello there, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Following the Truth. I'm your host, Gary Zimek, and I will be here with you for the next 5 minutes. Today, along with the church, we celebrate the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. And as such, because it's a feast and focused on St. Mark, the gospel is an excerpt from St. Mark's gospel, the gospel from today's daily mass. And that's what we're going to talk about on the program. Specifically, you know, we just don't want to look at the life of Mark as a historical figure. We want to get some message from this gospel directed toward each of us. And I think you're going to see what it is. And it really is the responsibility to share the good news of Jesus Christ with those around us. And that's going to be a combination of words and actions. Not just words, not just actions, but it's going to be a combination of both. And as a Christian, we are called to do what Mark did. Maybe not write an official document as he did, but to share in some way Jesus Christ with those people around us. Because it's not just the job of the priest. It's not just the job of the Pope or the bishop. It's our job. And this is something that I struggled with for a lot of years. I'm not so sure if I didn't know it or I didn't want to hear it or it, probably a combination of that, but I didn't feel confident that I was able to share the gospel message with other people. Again, it's a combination of a number of different factors. But nonetheless, the call remains that we are called as Christians not to just receive the good news, but to go out and share the good news with others. We certainly live in a world where more people could stand to know Jesus Christ and have a relationship with him. And the Lord's counting on us, no matter how many imperfections we may have, no matter how weak or fallible we may think we are, the Lord's counting on us to do that work, to share the good news with others. And that's what Mark did, and that's what we're called to do. So without further ado, let's look at the gospel from today's daily mass. It's a reading from the gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. This is like the tail end of Mark's gospel. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, they will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up to heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. There's a lot going on in this gospel, and because I don't have, a minute and a half left, I want to try to consolidate. Obviously, what Jesus is saying is that you and I, as Christians, because the church directs this gospel to each of us, we're called to evangelize. We're called to share Jesus with others. And again, it's by word and by actions, a combination. And if we remain rooted in Christ through his Holy Spirit, we're going to have the power that we need to get that message across. Now, sometimes miracles will be involved, you know, healings. And we never know when the Lord is going to choose to work a miracle. When he works a miracle, for instance, we pray over somebody, they get healed, or something dramatic like that. The intent is for the miracle to help someone to believe more fully that the Lord is real. But a lot of times you don't see the miracles, but know that they can happen when necessary. I've seen some in my life. You probably have too. But the main message for each of us is to know that we are called to go out and share Jesus and that he will be with us. Through his Holy Spirit, he'll give us the words if we turn to him. Our job is just to do our best to plant some seeds and then let the Holy Spirit do the rest. We're not going to change any hearts on our own, but with the Holy Spirit and our words together, we can do what Mark did and share Jesus with others. Have a good day. Talk to you next time.